Hello, and thank you for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast is not safe for work. We are teachers at the end of the week who are drinking and relaxing and burning off some steam. And we are using pseudonyms to remain anonymous because we love our jobs. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday and is sponsored by Lud Lamb Dramatics Educational Theater Posters. If you are a theater teacher or know one in your building, recommend Lud Lamb Dramatics Educational Theater Posters to them. You can find it at ludlamdramatics.com. If you use the code TNAD15 at checkout, you can get 15% off of your order. If you have a story or something you would like to share with us at Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, you can reach us on Instagram or Facebook or hit us up through our website, teacherneedsadrinkpodcast.com. Please, you can follow and leave a review, subscribe, do all that great stuff. And really, the best thing you can do to help us out is find one person in your building, another teacher, a peer, and just share with them the podcast. Tell them something you heard about it. Just tell them about it. It's the best way. Well, this is episode 21. I have Miss Rosie Rose, Miss Bunny O'Hare, and Miss Sparkles. And we have a few other guests who join us, so I hope you enjoy. Thanks.
Oh, I'm playing that at the wedding now.
Babe, can I play Thong Song at the wedding?
And sweet. Welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and with me today I have the ever illustrious Rosie Rose.
Yay, illustrious. Me!
I know, illustrious.
I know, it's a good adjective.
It is. What does
and
it mean?
And then I have... It means you're very illustrated. How's that? No cap. And then I have Bunny O'Hare.
Hi, Elvis.
How you doing?
I'm great, Elvis.
And then off in the corner on her phone looking at the Tic Tacs, we got Miss Sparkles.
Hey, everyone.
I hope everyone survived Valentine's Day last week. Ooh, as we all sigh. Today's article, National Teachers Union calls for additional resources to address asbestos in schools. The School District of Philadelphia has been under intense scrutiny from many organizations, including the Teachers Union, over its handling of the ongoing asbestos issue in some of the city's oldest school buildings. You have a teacher who has mesothelioma, said President. What more evidence do we need that we have a public health crisis that needs to be solved in the city of brotherly love? We cannot wait until the summer when you see tiles and when you see lead in the water. You cannot wait until summer to solve this. The teachers' union sued the school district over its handling of asbestos issue. In a lawsuit filed, Common Pleas Court, the PFT has accused the school district of failing to keep approximately 125,000 students and 13,000 employees safe from asbestos in its oldest buildings. They demand that they get the asbestos removed. However, they don't want to spend the money on it. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf called for a $1 billion investment into cleaning up asbestos.
We usually don't hit this point till much later in the night.
It's hard to clean up asbestos.
It's so hard
to get the asbestos out of everything.
All right, so asbestos, that's not funny.
Yeah.
No, asbestos is not funny.
Also, if I remember correctly, mesothelioma you can only get from asbestos.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Like, that's like a pinpointed, like, boop, that's the cause, right?
Yeah, that's why they have all the daytime commercials. It takes a while to show up, but a lot of the old schools, I mean, when did they stop using asbestos? Was that the
60s? I was about to say the 60s probably.
Or 70s.
I mean, it was more recent.
It was the 70s. When I first got this house, they had some old tile they found. It was from 1980, and I couldn't remove the tile. I had to have a company. Because it had the asbestos. It had asbestos in it, and so we had to have a specialty person come and do it.
Yeah, and you'll still find... So I watch a lot of...
Ooh, I love that show.
Me too. They always like talk about, okay, when they buy a house and they discover it has asbestos siding, that it costs them a lot of money because they've got to hire a specific crew to come in to take off the siding, because it's not just like getting it off and getting it removed, but it's also making sure that it stays contained.
I was going to say it's an airborne toxin.
Yeah.
It's because it flakes off and the particles will, the dust will get into your lungs.
Yeah. And like, you can't get on your clothes or anything. Like, they have to wear a full suit. An unexpected hazard of teaching is bat guano.
Bat guano?
We have a friend, and she was on the podcast. She had a bat guano problem in her building, and it was making her very, very sick.
Interesting.
Yeah, and her school didn't really do anything about it. So she is now teaching somewhere else, and she constantly talks about how much healthier she is now that she's away from that.
No, she worked in the theater, and because of that, they had a lot of bats and other flying animals that would go and house themselves at the rafters of the theater and in the old gym, and the school refused to do anything, either put netting up to put, like, you can get, like, chicken wire.
And put all you have to do is put some chicken wire up, and then they can't live up there.
And they can even do, what is it, you see those little spikes they put up, and, like, especially if you go up north on the building sills. Like, they didn't see it as enough of a problem to do anything about it. And so even though she was getting sick and
Welcome
they were tracing
school.
It.
We have bats! And what happens if the parents go bonkers about it, though? Like, if the parents...
I think it's since
something.
She was the one who was spending all the time up there. That I think the limited amount of time that the kids were in there.
They weren't getting infected.
Infected.
Because she was in there like all day, every day. Yeah. And they might be there for 45 minutes or an hour.
The teaching is full of unknown hazards. We deserve hazard pay.
Or at least deserve to be listened to if there's asbestos in the building.
Right.
Or jet fuel.
Or any of those
bat
things.
Poop. Or bat poops.
Bat poops.
My first classroom was moldy as hell. Yeah.
Well, you taught someplace where it was really humid, right?
Yes, it was really humid down there. So, of course, there wasn't much they could do about the actual weather. It's just like when a roach would get in the building. Mm-hmm. That was just common where I lived because it's just humid and there were palm trees everywhere. It was definitely moldy in there, but the building was old. They've actually torn it down. They built a new campus, and then some of the school where I first started teaching no longer exists.
You're that years old.
Recently demoed my first teaching gig building. Like, it's gone now. It's completely out, which is kind of fun. I mean, people were really upset about it. I was like, nah, watch it burn.
So this is from the Reddit, submitted by Jaws Rose. Title is, my AP poops in my classroom.
What?
She came to tell me she poops in my room because she likes little toilets and I'm the closest to her office. She popped in to tell me she poops in our toilet.
What?
You'd think that'd be funny, but we have no rapport. She hates everything about me and she shits in my room like a vindictive cat. So
I'm assuming this is probably a kinder or pre-K room because they usually have
toilets.
Bathrooms.
Maybe like, maybe first or second grade too. Yeah.
It's like one of those squatty potty scenarios where it's like short, low to the ground.
And maybe she's
a
little person.
Does she know what happens in there?
Yeah, those kids pee on everything.
Everything. Don't take black light in there.
Nothing is safe.
But you know what? That's just.
I don't know why I did that. That's,
I don't know.
If she was a male administrator and just walked in, hey, I poop in here.
Right? Like, I don't care who. That is just. That's, why would you tell someone that?
You know that slightly not apple smell in here?
That's me.
Not apple. It just smells like apples and it poop then, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's
slightly
worse.
Not apples.
Have you ever used poopery?
I have.
I love it.
Yeah, but you're not going to have that in a kindergarten classroom because those kids are going to dump your whole bottle in there.
Excuse me. Kindergarten teaching. I had that in my kindergarten classroom, and I taught them just one spray before you go. Never had a poop problem.
Yeah. That's no, amazing. Poopery is very effective.
No, I had that in my bathroom until my daughter started using it like aerosol and would just start spraying poopery around the room. And like she'd come out like, I use perfume. I'm like, oh, no.
Now you smell like a poop spray, honey. From the Reddits. Trying not to laugh at my students. 10-year-old in tears. She was talking shit about my hamster. You can say whatever you want about me, but how dare she talk shit about my hamster? And then there's me with concern and understanding, thinking, that's adorable. Don't laugh. I can just see a little girl in tears. My hamster. Oh, man. Good times.
Sometimes really funny things happen at this job, that makes it worthwhile.
What you got for us over there, Ms. Bunny?
We have a dramatic reading for you featuring the lovely Ms. Rosie Rose as the student.
Hello.
And I will be reading the role of the teacher from Reddit user Alicia.
Best name ever.
Actual conversation with a student today. What's going on with you? Why are you acting like such a jerk in my class?
Because your class is the only class where I don't have an A.
Oh, Okay, well, I'm not caught up on grading, so that could change.
No, my grade's just gonna get worse because I haven't done the past three assignments.
Well, why don't you do those so your grade will be better?
Because I didn't do the first one and my grade dropped from an A to a C, and I'm mad at you, so I don't want to do the work in your class anymore.
That's because there's only like 8 assignments in the gradebook right now, so if you don't do one, it drops your grade a lot. If you turn in whatever you're missing, you'll probably go back up to an A.
Well, I don't want to do the work. And if I don't do it, my grade goes down, and I don't like that.
If you don't like your grade being low, why would you not do the work?
Because the work is stupid and I hate your class.
And scene.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those almost very conversations.
Those were too, that was too real.
Said out loud. Like,
Miss, how come I'm failing your class?
Because you haven't done shit in my class, little Bobby.
Is there anything I could do to bring my grade up? Yeah, the work.
The work.
But I don't want to. Can I do something else now?
Can I, like, do something else?
No, you cannot.
Can I do some extra credit? How about you just do the stuff you didn't turn in yet?
Do the original credit. That would be nice.
I don't want to do that. Yeah. I don't want to.
And y'all, I'm pretty lenient about kids turning work in late, but we get to a point where...
It's like 2 weeks before school's over.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, you didn't do anything. I will call them in. Like, I have a tutoring time during the day. I will call them in for tutoring. I will email their parents. I do so much sometimes to get these kids to pass my class. If we are at that last week of school and you're still not passing, I just have no sympathy for you. Mm-hmm. I just don't. I don't.
Nothing pisses me off more than kids with a case of the I don't wannas. It's like, hey, can you do this? I don't want to.
You should make that a children's book.
Just like, no, I don't wanna. And even my own kids, like, hey, I need you to do this. I don't want to. Yeah.
Do you tell them I didn't ask you if you wanted to?
Yes, yeah, suck
That's
it
what
up.
My mom used to say.
Do the work.
I've started telling mine. I've been getting that a lot lately. Like, and with stuff like not just the work, but assigned seats. I put the whole class on a seating chart. It wasn't like I was singling out one kid. Whole class got a seating chart. All right, Timmy, your seat's right here. Come sit up here. I don't want to. Well, honey, if life was about what we wanted, most of us would still be at home right now. Get up here and sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't understand why I don't want to. Like, for the rest of your life, there's going to be stuff that you don't want to do, like following speed limits.
Like being here as a teacher.
Right. Like, let's talk about, I would love to not have to work. I would love to not have to work full time. I'd love to.
You'd love to be a kept woman.
I would love to be a kept woman, Mr.
Get on
Sparkles.
That, Mr. Sparkles.
But Miss Sparkles wants her lip gloss and her lipstick. In order to buy those things, she needs a job.
I do.
You get a job.
Look, you cannot house a collection of lipsticks like mine without money. So your girl has to keep her job for now.
I tell my kids that I work so that my cat can have a better life.
Yeah, the I don't want to, that makes me nuts. Because they'll be like, I don't want to. And I'll be like, okay, but you have to.
I've never dreamed to say to my teacher, I don't want to.
Oh, gosh.
That,
no.
That makes me, like, anxious just to think about saying that to an adult.
No, yeah. I kind of, my
and
jaw tends
adult.
To lock in the back. Yeah. I'll start kind of gritting, and I'll realize I'm sore right there. Because I'm just like, you don't. Maybe you should just try.
Maybe you should just shut up.
I'm just imagining a couple of my high school teachers right now.
Uh-huh.
And the looks on their faces.
Oh, yeah.
If any of us had responded, I don't want to something that they told us to do. Like, this one particular teacher that I had that kind of was known for having a little bit of an explosive temper. Like, I just can't picture anybody looking at that man and saying, I don't want to.
Yeah, no. I'm thinking about my AP statistics teacher. And if somebody in seriousness had, like, he would joke with us and I would maybe jokingly say, like, oh, teacher, I don't want to.
Yeah.
And he would, you know, be like, Miss Sparkles, you're such a pill. Just do what I say.
You're such a pill.
That's what he said to me every day. Miss Sparkles, you're a pill. I like you. And it's like, thank you.
Was he a drug addict?
Possibly, actually. He definitely...
You're a fine Colombian powder. I like you.
The first time I ever saw him before I took his class, I was a freshman, and he drove a motorcycle to work, and his bike caught on fire.
What?
Yeah, his bike caught on fire outside the school, and so my friends like ran in and got the fire extinguisher and put it out, and then he drove home on this bike that had just caught on fire. And we were like, sir...
That man is a badass.
Yeah. We were like, sir, you can't go home on this bike. Like, you need to, like, get it fixed or whatever. And he was like, if it's my time, it's my time.
I knew you were going to say that. He's going to be like, it's my time to go.
Yeah. So he straight up just got on that bike and drove away. And we did think he was a badass. And he was the greatest fucking teacher. I loved that man.
So today on Just the Tip.
Just the Tip.
What?
Just the Tip.
What?
Just the Tip.
What?
Just okay. No. End it. Stop now. Stop. Anyway, so when you get a kid with the I don't wannas or the insert, use the broken record technique. Just repeat yourself over and over again. I need you to sit down here.
But I don't want to.
I need you to sit down now.
I'm not sitting here.
I need you to sit down.
I know.
I need you to sit down.
Do I have to?
It puts the lotion on its skin.
It's the hose again.
So today we have our special teenage guest, Yun-san Buddy Holly and Lisa Marie. We'd like to ask you guys some questions.
Okay, so I went on the interweb and I looked up some teen slang.
Oh, no.
I know. So some of these I know, right? But the one that really threw me for a loop was Hundo P.
I've never heard of that.
I've never heard that, but I think it means 100%.
Okay. So is that like a thing? Do you guys obviously don't say it. Mm-mm. So this, like, for the adults in the world, if you Google teen slang, this one's broken up into like innocent teen slang. So like, for example, what would fam be?
Family.
What about it's family? Lit?
You two quit looking at each other.
I know. This is like asking kids questions in class.
Y'all are making us nervous the way you keep looking at each other. Like, do we tell them or not?
Do you're making me nervous.
That's
means?
A sex thing. That's what it looks like.
It's just hard to explain.
Like, lit that's cool. Awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah.
P.S. So when the first time I heard it's lit, I was like, why are the kids talking about getting drunk?
Thank you. Getting lit is getting drunk.
Yes.
Like, so that's they're cool. Like, that's lit. I was like, is that drunk?
And the kids were like, cool. No, Miss Sparkles, it doesn't mean drunk anymore. And I was like,
you're like, oh God, I've reached that age.
It's off the chain.
It's off the chain. Do you guys use the number 9? To represent that a parent is watching?
No.
That
sounds like some shady stuff.
They're like, well, now we know. Thanks, look, Sparkles. So what I'm saying is maybe don't check the internet for teen slang.
Because you will get paranoid and then shut your kids into a room.
I know. Yep. Be like, why are you writing that number 9 on your paper? Because it's my math homework.
It's going to be like the urban legend of like the colored bracelets. Like, oh, if you're wearing green bracelets, that means she's going to do this after school.
Right.
She wears okay, a that might be bracelet. An urban legend, but that was a thing when I was in middle school.
Did you actually know people who
that
wore the bracelets?
That was a thing, because somebody kept giving me black ones, and people would look at me crazy, and I was like, I'm just like the color black. And they're like, that's not what black means.
Yeah.
What does black mean?
She's DTF.
Anyway, thanks for joining us. You guys can get out of here.
Oh, God. The title of this one from the Reddits is When the New Vice Principal Takes Your Side Over a Parent's Success.
Sweet victory.
A while back, I posted about how I gave a thermodynamics test and most of the class failed, with the only person passing being the one everyone expects to pass. Emails are exchanged and we get a meeting on Friday with the vice principal. The dean would normally do this, but she has the flu. The parent is asked to bring his daughter's notebook, textbook, and the syllabus to the meeting. In the meeting, the vice principal proceeds to tear apart any argument that could be levied against me by having the father read the schedule part of the syllabus and the list of recommended problems. She then had him open up the textbook to a pair of those problems, which are word for word the ones on the test. How I make my tests is rather lazy. I give a list of recommended problems and pick 2 for the test. The VP then had the father open his daughter's notebook and try to find any worked problems besides the in-class examples. He finds no worked problems.
Shocker.
The VP then says, students learn, teachers teach. Your tuition pays teachers to teach. Your daughter needs to do her part and learn. A little blunt, but this is a Taiwanese woman who is rather blunt and speaks in a heavy accent. The meeting ended shortly thereafter.
I don't know what the dab is, but I feel like she should have dabbed right there.
Right? Like,
That's exactly the moment that you want to have when the VP is like, no, your kid has no excuse.
I love that. Thank you, VP.
Thank you.
Whoever you are, you're amazing.
Cheers.
Thank you guys for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, episode 21. Woo! Thank you, Miss Rosie Rose, for being here.
Anytime.
And Miss Bunny O'Hare, thank you.
Pleasure as always.
And thank you, Miss Sparkles, for joining us.
It's always a pleasure, Ellis.
Keep sparkle up, bitches.
Sparkle up, bitches.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's not happening.
Oh, God.
All right, and scene.
Sparkles is going to have her own merchandise.
I know.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday. If you get a chance, find one person in your building and tell them and help spread the word about Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I'd like to thank my guests, Rosie Rose, Bunny O'Hare, Miss Sparkles, Miss Priscilla, Miss Zola Zanzibar, and of course, Buddy Holly and Lisa Marie. Mwah, kisses to Miss Priscilla. If you have a story or something you'd like to share with us, you can tag us on Instagram or Facebook, or you can go to our contact page on teacherneedsdrinkpodcast.com. Be sure to check out our sponsor, Ludlam Dramatics Educational Theater Posters. If you know a theater teacher who needs a poster for their room, they have all the greatest things for rules and behavior, audience behavior, backstage guidelines, play product, how to do stage makeup. It's all there. Anyway, follow, subscribe, leave a 5-star review if you can, and goodbye.
Yes. No kitty catch. No kitty catch.
He broke it.
Broke the clip.
He broke
avocado?
It. I played too hard with the clip and it broke off.
Just the clip. What? Just the clip. What?
I can feel my brain cells dying reading this.
I know. So do you want to be the teacher?
Sure.
Okay.